This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. This year's Beijing-Tokyo Forum has come to an end, but without any consensus reached. Discussions this year mainly focused on ways to build political trust between the two sides, as well as economic cooperation and security. China International Publishing Group and Japanese think tank Genron NPO organizing this year's event, attracting over 500 representatives from both China and Japan. The forum first began 10 years ago. A joint declaration is normally released after the sessions. However, organizers say they failed to do so this time due to the limited time. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has told Russian lawmakers he's ready to call for presidential elections if the Syrian people support the idea. Assad also expressing a willingness to discuss amendments to Syria's constitution and hold parliamentary elections. He's made the suggestion while meeting with a Russian member of parliament in Damascus. Moscow is one of Assad's key foreign allies. Russia, though, has been pushing for elections in Syria. Meetings this past week among diplomats from Russia, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Turkey failing to make any major breakthrough on how to bring the fighting in Syria to an end. The future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad continuing to be a major sticking point. Regional and local elections underway across Ukraine. Voting not taking place, though, in the disputed regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. 29 candidates competing for the position of Kiev's mayor. However, current mayor and former heavyweight boxing champ Vitali Klitschko expected to win that race. More than 300 landmarks in 75 different countries have been lit up blue this weekend, the official color of the United Nations, to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the founding of the world body. Among the landmarks taking part in the Turn the World UN Blue campaign, the Great Pyramids in Egypt, the Empire State Building in New York, and the Great Wall of China. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saying the United Nations remains a beacon for all humanity, and the UN Charter must remain the guide of the international community. The United Nations Day, marked annually on October 24th, dedicated to the UN's global efforts and achievements since its foundation on this date in 1945. It's been revealed the South Korean Navy fired warning shots at a North Korean patrol boat in the Yellow Sea this weekend. South Korea's military says the boat crossed into its territorial waters near its disputed western border on Saturday afternoon, prompting the South Korean side to open fire. No casualties have been reported. The North Korean side is condemning it as a grave military provocation. It comes at the same time a second round of family reunions is taking place this weekend at the Mount Kumgang Resort in North Korea. At this point, the reunion of families separated by the end of fighting in the Korean War have not been affected. A total of 10 companies have been selected to be part of Myanmar's first ever equity market. The Yangon Stock Exchange, due to open in early December. Myanmar's Economic Bank will operate the exchange in partnership with the Tokyo Stock Exchange and Daiwa Securities. Transactions will have to be done in the local currency, the kyat. Myanmar's government is preparing to block all transactions in foreign currencies at the end of next month in a bid to try to curb the devaluation of the local currency, which has lost some 40% in value against the U.S. dollar over the past calendar year. The Yangon Stock Exchange due to open a few weeks after Myanmar's general election on November 8th. Israel's prime minister vowing that his government will not change the status quo at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, a holy site that's been long a source of tension between Israelis and Palestinians. Benjamin Netanyahu making the statement following the announcement by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry that Israel and Jordan have agreed on steps aimed at reducing tensions over the religious site. There have been waves of deadly violence in recent weeks stemming from disputes over access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. New analysis from Forbes is suggesting Zara founder Amancio Ortega briefly overtook Bill Gates for a short while this past week to become the richest man on Earth. The 79-year-old Spaniard, who formed Zara out of his original company Inditex in 1975, saw his personal fortune rise to $79.9 billion earlier this week. However, a sharp rise in Microsoft's share price and a downturn in the value of the euro on Friday saw Gates reemerge as the world's richest man heading into the weekend. Inditex share price has risen by nearly 40% this year, making Zara the world's biggest clothing retailer. The company, now valued at well over $100 billion, is the biggest in Spain. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.